Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell on His great name when we fall in these situations? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can stand before Him when we call on that great name? Jesus, 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 we have the victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We have the victory when we call on the name of Jesus in faith. Hallelujah. Trusting in His holy name. There is none like Him. Ah, glory to God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord from on high. Thank you, Jesus. Blessing, blessing, blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 21, prayer. O Lord, I shall joy in your strength and in your salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice? You have given him his heart's desires and have not withhold the request of his lips. For you anticipate him with the blessing of goodness. You set a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of you, and you gave it to him, even length of days forever and forever. His glory is great in your salvation. Honor and majesty have you laid before him, for you have made him most blessed forever. You have made him exceedingly glad with your confidence. He trusts in you, Lord, and through the mercies of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Your hand shall find out all your enemies. Your right hand shall find out all those that hate you. You shall make them a fiery oven in the time of your anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour him. Their fruit you shall destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against you. They imagined a mischief device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore, you shall make them turn their back when you shall make ready your arrows upon your strings against them, against the face of them. Be exalted, Lord, in your own strength. So we will sing and praise your power. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord. Amen. You will instruct me. You will instruct us to teach us the way which we shall go. We ask that you will guide us with your eye. We ask that we will not be in the horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bits and bridle, lest they come near unto you. Many sorrows shall be the wicked, but he that trusts the Lord, mercy shall compass us about. We ask that we be glad in the Lord and rejoice and be righteous, and we may shout for joy and be upright in heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are blessed and our transgression is forgiven, that our sins is covered, that we are blessed as the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity in whose spirit there is no guile. When we kept silent, our bones waxed old through our groaning all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon us, and moisture is turned into drought of summer. Selah. We thank you that we acknowledge our sins unto thee, and our iniquities we have not hid. We thank you that we may confess our transgressions unto the Lord, and we thank you that you may forgive the iniquity of our sins. Selah. We thank you that we shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time where thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come now unto him. Unto him. We thank you that, praise God. Okay, we thank you. You are our hiding place. Glory that this shall preserve us from trouble. We thank you, Lord, for all your great and mighty acts. A portion of this was read from Psalms 21. Glory to God. And another portion came from Psalms 32, a prayer. We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. For his goodness, mercy, and grace. Thanking that we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. He is marvelous and wonderful. Thank him for taking care of us every day, all throughout the night, all throughout the day, because he's the kind of God, glory to God, hallelujah, that see all and know all. So we thank God, glory to God, for those prayers that came out of Psalm 32 and Psalm 21. He is so wonderful. And also Jeremiah 29:11-13, for I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear you and heed you. Then will you seek me, inquire for me, and glory to God, and find me when the search for me with all your heart. When you search for me and for with all your heart. We thank God again, glory to God, for those prayers and for the scriptures, and thank God for his very present help in the time of trouble. Thank him that we can come before his throne boldly to obtain mercy, and we can come before trouble come. We can come in the midst of trouble, and we can come after. Ah, because you never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Ah, call upon the Lord and your answer. Ah, we got to come with clean hands, clean heart, a mind, glory to God, to serve him and allow, glory to him, to come in and cleanse us. We thank God because he's mighty. He's awesome. He's phenomenal. How excellent is thy God. Oh, he's a very present help, glory to God, in time of trouble. He's a very present help whenever we need him. In the name of Jesus, many times he'll even answer before we call. But he wants us, glory to God, to be true worship before him. We want him, glory, he wants us to be, glory to God, in the place that he is the Lord, not the Christ of the crisis. That, glory to God, when we call upon him, we call, glory to God, because we love him. We call because we want his knowledge and understanding. Glory to God, that we will be able to walk, glory to God, in the path of righteousness. That we'll not lean to the left or the right, that we'll not try to serve two masters. God, help us in our daily walk, that we'll stay in your word and stay in your presence. Oh, with that heart, that a mindset, with a position of humility, of humbleness, humble heart, in the name of Jesus. Because you told us where our treasure is, that's where our heart is. And so if we would do it your way, God, we can see the manifestation of divine healings, our deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. People's minds being regulated, taking out a heart of stone and putting a heart of flesh, the power of prayer. You told us to pray and pray without ceasing. And we got to pray with faith, with the assurance that the knowledge of Christ be manifested even the more as we speak and decree his word, that people's ears will come open. Glory to God, and they'll hear the truth. All their eyes will come off and open, and they'll see, and they'll walk in the path of righteousness. All their mouth, glory to God, when they speak things, they won't speak in guile. They won't be speaking chaos and confusion and busybodyness. So in discord, they will be speaking the true word of God. Glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, for the power of prayer, that we can pray ye one for another. Pray for those that are walking in darkness. Pray for those that, glory to God, they're in confusion and don't understand, glory to God, the things that are going on around them because of the prince of this era, this mass confusion demon, glory to God, that comes, glory to God, to steal, kill, and destroy. God, but you, your word comes to cleanse and deliver and heal and encourage, and to bless. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word that you gave us to bind and loosen, cancel the assignment of the enemy, and to speak truth and take authority over the forces of evil that come, glory to God, to bring confusion and cause people, glory to God, to be discombobulated and, glory to God, caught up in murder and caught up, glory to God, in every evil work. In the name of Jesus. But God, I thank you for your power of your word that came to deliver and set people free. And glory to God, give them a mind, hallelujah, to live for you and to live holy and to stand, glory to God, hallelujah, and intercede on the behalf of others. God, to bind up satanic forces that, glory to God, are people, glory to God, walking contrary to your word. We are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing us so we can pray for the power of repentance and conviction in the name of Jesus. God, and the power of forgiveness in your mighty name. God, we pray, glory to God and Heavenly Father, that we'll come in the name of Jesus, thy Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God, we make a joyful shout to you, and we come before your presence with singing, and we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Lord, glory to God, throughout this prayer and throughout this day, we pray, glory to God, not only for ourselves, but glory to God, the people that, glory to God, that are walking, glory to God, in darkness, the people, glory to God, hallelujah, that don't know your loving kindness, that you would teach us how to show it and have the character of Jesus Christ, Lord, to walk in mercy, and glory to God, your tender mercies. Oh, glory to God, that blot out our 10 transgressions, God. We totally, glory to God, believe in what your word says about your word came to sanctify us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, and bringing awareness to people how much you love us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, that whatever evil, glory to God, and whatever sin they've committed, that they can be forgiven. As your word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How you died, glory to God, for us, and suffered and died while we were yet sinners, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. While we were walking in darkness, you still went to the cross. Love kept you on the cross. Hallelujah, you redeemed us back to the Father. Help us to know that we're on assignment now, and we are bought with a price. We are no more our own, glory to God. That ultimate sacrifice, that blood that you shed, God, in the name of Jesus. And you told us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And God, the more and more we draw nigh to you, you draw nigh to us. And that we'll walk in the hypocrisy. We don't walk, glory to God, in that old nature. But now, glory to God, we're about crying loud and sparing not and telling God's people about their transgressions. Not only that, exhorting them and encouraging them and witnessing to them and bringing light to them so they can have life in Christ Jesus. All glory to those that can come into the knowledge of the truth that God is a healer and he's a deliverer. And he's, glory to God, mending marriages, and he's delivering children out of darkness, and he's blessing parents and children to come together. We're praying, glory, I give sickness and disease and see the power of God's hand healing and delivering in the name of Jesus. We see, glory to God, where God is blessing and healing even in the different type of transgressions, glory to God, of betrayal and hatred and glory to God, and prejudiceness, delivering people, glory to God, out of animosity, and glory to God, bringing them to a place of generosity, and glory to God, and love and kindness and forgiveness, and using this tongue, glory to God, hallelujah, not for unrighteousness, but for righteousness in the Lord Jesus, and to glory to God, to let people know, glory to God, you don't have to fight this fight, glory to God, with tools of the enemy, glory to God, and weapons, and glory to God, and coming up, glory to God, how to murder people with your tongue, and also murdering, glory to God, with the different weapons of this world. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. Let people know that, glory to God, you came to the bind of the broken heart and set the captive free, even in our testimonies, to hear, glory to God, about the glory of God. Help us to walk circumspectly to your word, not leaning to the left or the right and laying aside every sin and every weight so that they'll so easily beset us, so we can walk over to God, hallelujah, and holiness. God, help us, glory, to use our tongue for righteousness, to use our tongue to encourage and to build up, not to tear down, in the name of Jesus. You said life and death is in the power of the tongue. Let us speak life. God, and you said, so is a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So let's renew our minds with your word so we can think accordingly, that we can walk accordingly, that we can forgive. God, we are praying, glory to God, for those that are caught up, glory to God, that are backsliding, and those, glory to God, that have got caught up in fornication and unforgiveness and malice and evil and, glory to God, murder and hatred and whispering and backbiting and, glory to God, pride and boastfulness, inventors of evil things, disobedience to parents and unto you and those that are in authority, glory to God, covetousness and covet breakers. God, help us, glory to God, to know that hold of it, business and bitterness and evil, glory to God, and reasoning and murmuring are not a part of your covenant. God, help us, glory to God, to recognize that we'll be that light. And so those things that you have brought us out where we were guilty of, now, glory to God, we're walking in, glory to God, the light of Jesus Christ. Are we on a new path now? God, help us, glory to God, to stay there and that light shine even brighter, that will cause others to be convicted because of the life that we're living. They'll see, glory to God, not only from our talk, but our walk, and glory to God, seeing the fruit of our labor in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for those, glory to God, that are sick, glory to God, and those that are going through in their bodies, and we pray, glory to God, for healing of heart attacks and strokes, and glory to God, those that are going through in arthritis and sugar diabetes, and those, glory to God, brain tumors, those that are having problems with their eyes and cataracts, and those, glory to God, that need to be able to be delivered out of a dementia and confusion and chaos. Those, glory to God, that are going through, hallelujah, with demonic activity, that enemy has got their minds twisted and got them caught up in murder and doing all kind of other evil things in the spirit of confusion. God, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. Spirit of lying and deception, every hindering spirit, Satan, we command you to loose your hold. We bind you in Jesus' name. We pray the spirit of loving kindness and God's holiness and righteousness and his grace and mercy, hallelujah, will enter into the heart of man in the name of Jesus. Spirit of humility will come forward to God. God, help us in the midst of all the things that we do and say. Let us forward. I take authority of the power that you've given us to bind up the spirit of witchcraft and warlocks and various, glory to God, things, glory to God, that the enemy is using, and the psychic and all the things and every kind of influence, glory to God, that he's coming from, whether it be through the internet, whether it comes through people using these devices or this, that, and the other, glory to God, seances and whatever he is, the manipulating spirit of a Jezebel of control, wherever it may be coming from. God, you gave us power to pray and to bind and to loose and put the enemy to flight. God, help us to know, glory to God, that you've given us power in the name of Jesus. You gave us the Holy Spirit. You gave us, glory to God, how your loving kindness. You gave us weapons. And one weapon, glory to God, true is the word like never before, holding on to our peace and our joy, but also taking authority over what comes out of our mouth. And so out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, so renewing our minds. So no matter what we are faced with, we will speak, it is written. It is written, whatever the word says, but we got to do it in truth and consistency in the name of Jesus. Help us to let not our heart be troubled, but believe also in you. God, we just pray and glory to God. Every spirit of deception, every spirit of compromise, every spirit, glory to God, they got people caught up in deceit, glory to God, trying to please and appease this flesh. There's no way, glory to God, God, glory to God, is going to let us enter in. You already told us in your word, only thing that's going to please you is faith. So help us, God, to stand in faith and cast the cares and concerns and walk truly, glory to God, with a spirit of humility and obedience to you so that we can be used for your glory and come together, hallelujah, and see people healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, that the joy of the Lord truly be our strength. We pray, glory to God, for our president and our leaders of the country and state and their families. Lord, keep our glory, our pastors and firemen and policemen and ambulance drivers and emergency workers and all close soldiers, for all our military people and all those other jobs, glory to God, in various capacities and situations they are holding in the name of Jesus. Help us to know, glory to God, that we are not to so exalt others more, exalt ourselves more highly than we ought to, and exalt others and esteem others and encourage them. God, we pray for healing. We pray for those that are in the hospital, in the prisons, and various other places. And some people just home prison, just in prison in their minds. Glory to God, going out like they go to work release and come back. Glory to God, bound up by the things that they're going on in their past and even right now. And even some can't even live because they weren't about the future. But God, we pray, glory to God, that you will intervene and peace will come to them and find peace in Christ Jesus. Because you said you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on thee. And you'll give us that peace not as the world gives. So God, we are praying, glory to God, that your servants realize that we can have sweet sleep. You give sweet sleep to your saints. We love you today. We appreciate you. And we pray, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that will take you will take out a heart of stone, put it in a heart of flesh, and that they will receive you, and that you will send somebody through there. We may be that somebody. Help us to be alert and not be distracted by what we are going through and all the fires the enemy try to send to cause us to have to be caught up over trying to put this fire out, trying to deal with this situation, trying to turn in on ourselves and glory to God, get caught up on what's going on around us that we miss when you are speaking to us. And you have that still small voice, glory that you may be speaking to us, and the circumstances may trying to get louder and louder, but you said, my sheep know my voice. So help us know, glory to God, that we are sheep and we are not billy goats to be complaining and murmuring and saying, but. For God, whatever your word says, God, help us, glory to God, to yield and avail ourselves to the truth in the name of Jesus. We love you today, glory to God, and we bless you. And help us, glory to God, to walk so love can be in action, not in word. And we be restored and reformed, glory to God, transformed by the renewing of our minds through your word, in the name of Jesus. We bless you today. We thank you. Pray for our families. Pray for our loved ones. Pray, glory to God, for our church family. Pray for these prayer warriors on Divine Connect. Pray for the prayer warriors and intercessors all around the globe, God, that you protect and shield and cover us under the blood. Help us, glory to God, to guard our hearts with all diligence and protect where we're at, that you have given us even for ministry. And stand fast, hold fast. Pray ye one for another. Build each other up and keep us, glory to God, where we have a mind to please you. And when we please you, we're going to please each other and deny ourselves, glory to God, and walk, glory to God, in the trueness of what your word is saying. We love you today. And we do sing from this assignment. Every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, grow untimely death, sickness, disease, whatever it is, untimely death, every situation that you come to bring, glory to God, chaos and confusion, we bind them and loose them from this assignment. And oh God, we thank you that you've empowered us with the power to bind and loose and to walk in truth. In Jesus' name we pray with the whole arm of God on. Amen and amen. Praise God. We will have Pastor Bird open up, and the first one after me to pray. Then we're going to have Mother Willette. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord for that right now. This we will have. We thank God that you continue to pray for Mother McCormick. What a blessing. The Lord bless her to walk through. Glory to God today for her surgery for her eyes for the cataract, even though she said early she had some of the headache, but we know that was a trick from the enemy. But we know, glory to God, in all that God has done and doing, we thank you for the power of prayer on the inside of her. And those that are praying, we thank you for a strength in it. It's going to be a powerful development of what God's going to bless those eyes to become clearly and be able to see. Glory to God, sharper than before. And even when she get ready to do her next one on next Monday to have the cataracts done, it won't be no headaches, it won't be no side effects, no complications, no whatever. We'll thank you for healing and wholeness with no setback, encouragement, and God, that she'll continue to get the rest. Glory to God, that God is blessed. And if she does come on, and just coming on just to hear, glory to God, and get the word of encouragement through prayers tonight as we stand in the gap for others and anyone else, God, that we've been praying for and all the prayer wars. Touch their body, keep them healed and whole. We pray for Brother Black, God, that you're blessed that he has his days, glory to God, we in order without having any setbacks or anything, glory to God, where he can't continue to be on the line. We pray for all the prayer warriors. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, that you are blessed and minister and move, and that, God, we just continue to keep even the anniversary for the 24th through the 30th through the, glory to God, even that first day of May for the new beginning of the 7th year. So we're thanking you, Lord God, for blessing each speaker, every minister. Glory to God, bless that their word will come forth so powerful and such an anointing, God, that they will come forth, glory to God, with the anointing, destroying yokes and healing and wholeness and salvation, deliverance, and want to shift them even to that next dimension. God, we just pray as we continue to allow you to develop us as we yield and vow and glory to God, humble ourselves, glory, allowing you to empower us, glory to God, to have a great impact on the lives of the people around you. As we walk in the light, glory to God, help us, glory to God, to be the light. In the name of Jesus, through Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the light. And you say the word in Psalms 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Psalms 23, the Lord is our shepherd. Let him lead, glory to God. Let him guide in Jesus' name. So after Pastor Burden, the prophetess, then we'll have Mother Willette, then we'll have Mother Alexander. Praise God, and we'll take you from there. Amen. Bless the Lord, my sister.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory today. God, we thank you for who you are and all that you do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good, and your mercies endure forever throughout all generations. Father, we want to thank you for waking us up this morning. We want to thank you, Father God, for sound mind. We want to thank you, dear God, that we're able to move our limbs. We thank you, Father God, that we are able, Father God, to praise you and glorify you. We thank you, Father God, that that mind that be in Christ Jesus also be in us today, dear God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that we're able together to pray and believe you for change in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, we do praise you and give you glory today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father God, I just thank you right now for Matthew 24th chapter, starting at the 26th verse, and it says, "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these things is the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all the nations for my name's sake. Father God, I thank you that in this time, God, of all this disarray and everything that's happening, we know, Father God, that these things must come to pass. Help our hearts, God, not to be troubled, but help us to pray without ceasing, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to know that the end is not yet, Father God. There are many things that have to come to pass before your return. But help us to be alert, Father God. Help us to know the signs of the times, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, that the church will raise up in triumph in this hour, Father God, because victory is ours, says the Lord. So help us to know, Father God, that in this time of war and everything that's going on in this country, God, that this is a great time for the harvest. This is a great time, God, for end-time preaching and teaching. This is a great time, Father God, that we are believing that many will be saved, God, even during this time of destruction and everything that's happening. Father God, we do lift up to you the Ukrainians now in Jesus' name, as the enemy have come in just like a flood, Father God. The enemy have come in and destroying lives and properties and doing everything that they can do. But God, I pray in the name of Jesus that this will be an hour that those people will rise up with a voice to call on the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name that's named in heaven and earth. I am praying, Father God, for witnesses to go forth, oh God, and speak, thus says the Lord. Hallelujah, God, we know that life here is going to end, but God, we know that death is not the end, it's just the beginning. So we are praying, Father God, for people to be in place to witness during this time of turmoil, life being lost, and also property now, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that you be with the Ukrainian people. I pray that you protect them, keep them, watch over them, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, to give them wisdom and strategies and teach their hands to war, dear God, in Jesus' name. I am praying, God, that the enemy will not be able to come in and overthrow them. I am praying in the name of Jesus, God, that you direct and order every step now in the precious name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the president and this country as we stay with them, as we give them the equipment that they need and everything they need, but most of all, God, that we keep them garnished with prayer, God, because we know that prayer changes things, that we cover them with that whole armor so that they will be protected in this time, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father God, we know that you're still in charge and that you're going to have your way. So we trust all of that, God, into your hands now in Jesus' name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God, for you are good. I thank you, God, that you are our protector. You're that banner over us. I thank you, Father God, for leading and guiding us in the path that we should go. Because, God, it can happen here, and help us to know that. But I thank you, God, that we will always be in place praying without ceasing and thanking you for your protection, thanking you for the angels, God, that you've given charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Help us, Father God, not to take you for granted, not to take for granted, God, every day that we get up and have something to eat. We can eat if we want to. If we don't, we don't have to. Thank you, God, that we not take it for granted, that we get up, God, and we have clothes to put on in the name of Jesus. Help us not to take it for granted, God, for those of us that work, that they got a job, Father God, in Jesus' name. During this time of unrest, God, people have been misplaced, and every day is a job of just trying to get something to eat or water to drink. Help us to know that it can happen here, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for all you do. We thank you that you are our protector, Father. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Help us to know, Father God, that there is a secret place that we need to just meet with you every day, Father God. It might be in our closets. It might be in our bed. It might be in our living room. But God, help us to make space for you like never before. Help us, Father God, to know that things can change just like that. But you are a God that would never change. You're always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So help us to stay connected to you, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we do thank you, God, for the churches and the people that have just raised up, Father God, and that they are doing what you called us to do, to feed the hungry, God. We thank even for the Red Cross and all of those people that's in place. We're thanking you, God, for the men and women that put their lives on the line every day, Father God, for the rights of others, so that others will live. We ask for their protection, Father. Even the ones that bring the news, sometimes we forget, God, that they are in the middle of that war. And we ask that you protect them, Father God, and keep them in the name of Jesus. And on that flip side, Father God, help us not to be scanned by those people saying that they're doing this and they're going to do that and they're trying to rob and steal from your people. Help us to be alert like never before, Father God, during these last days, so that we're about the business of Jesus Christ, so that we're in the right place at the right time, dear God. There's nothing that happened by accident. Help us not to be complaining and murmuring, God, about I don't have this and I don't have that. But help us to be thankful for where we are. Help us to be thankful that we are in the United States of America. And God, we know that there are a lot of things that's wrong, but we thank you for the freedom that we have here in Jesus' name. Help us not, God, to get neglected where we forget to thank you for the small things in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you and honor you. And God, thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that you keep us healed and whole. I know, dear God, that all of us are going through something and sickness and disease touches our bodies. But I thank you that we know the healer, God. And we know that you're able to heal us. And if you don't heal us, God, it's not because you can't. You got a plan for our lives, Father God. And help us always to be careful for what we speak out of our mouths, dear God, that we're always thankful. We're always grateful that we never take you for granted, dear God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I just bless your people. I bless the church now. I bless those that's going through sickness right now, even those that's on this line might not be feeling well. I pray for them against every disease that is named, God, in the earth. There's cancer and blood disease and liver lung disease, heart disease, kidney diseases, glaucoma and all kinds of things, Father God. But we know that you're greater than that, and you've already healed us, dear God, in Jesus' name. So we want to thank you, Father God. We want to thank you for what we've been through, and we want to thank you, God, for what we might go through. Help us always to know that nothing catch you on surprise, Father God. We got to be in that mode now like never before to know that anything can happen. But I thank you, we're just like the Minutemen, Father God. We're that army of the Lord, and that we're always ready, Father God. But we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, rule of the darkness of this world, Father God. We know, Father God, that we win regardless of what we come against. And so, Father God, we are thanking you now that when the enemy come in like a flood, that you raise up that standard, Father, against them in the precious name of Jesus. Help us, God, not to be moved by what we see or even experience, but help us to be moved, God, by every word that proceeds out of your mouth, Father God. And help us to speak it into our own lives in Jesus' name. God, I'm so grateful. I am grateful for all that I've been through. Because if it had not been for those things, God, I wouldn't know that your word worked. I wouldn't know that you love me the way you love me. I wouldn't know that you are my protector, dear God. I would not know, Father God, that you intervened on things that I didn't even know was happening. I thank you, God, that I would not have had the relationship if it had not been for experience that I have now in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, I want to thank you for bringing me through this and bringing me through that and leading me right now where you want me. But I pray that in this moment, in these last days, God, that you use me, plant me where you want me to be, and use the gifts that you have placed in me, God, for the edifying of your body. Praying, Father God, that those, because you already know who's yours, you already said in your word that you had not lost one that the Father gave you. Hallelujah, except the one that wasn't yours, Father God. So, God, I ask in Jesus' name that during this time of chaos and everything that's going on in the world, God, that you use us, your body, the church, so that you can be glorified and edified, God, so that those that are already yours and they don't even know it yet, God, that they would give their lives to you and be changed in Jesus' name. God, you said that you created us in your image and in your likeness. And some of us, Father God, think that your image is what we see in the mirror. But help us to know that that image of God is who we are in the inside, so that we can love one another the way you love us, that we can represent you in another way, dear God, in Jesus' name, that we can be in place for one another, that we can sympathize with one another, that we can help one another, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus, so that we are not standing alone thinking it's all about me, what I want, what I need, But God, I'm praying against that, even in the body of Christ, that we might be one as you are one, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Help your body to stand as one, regardless of color, regardless of denomination, regardless of economic status, regardless of what we have or don't have, dear God, so that we will finish strong as the body of Christ, so that we will have a voice in these last days like never before. I pray in the name of Jesus that we know that the church stand in the midst of politics. We got a voice, and that voice come from heaven above. And help us, Father God, to use it so that you will be lifted up and glorified. God, I do just want to thank you on a personal note, dear God, for our families, and thank you for our friends. Thank you for our churches, God. Thank you, God, that we are protected by you, kept by you, thanking you that every need we have is met by you, dear God. We are so grateful. We know that we don't deserve it, but God, we want to thank you for having us on your mind right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless this prayer group, God, as we gather together in the name of Jesus. I pray for others to come in, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will speak to us so clearly. I'm praying in the name of Jesus that your word will not go back void, but would accomplish what it's sent to do. Because, God, we don't know what's going on in the mind of the people, in the body of the people, God, as they come on this line. But I'm praying, Father God, that every need is going to be met for everyone that's listening tonight, God. In Jesus' name, the sick will be healed. Oh, God, those broke folk that's on the line tonight, dear God, I am praying that they're going to be the lenders, God, and not the borrowers. I am praying, God, for those that's got stuff going on in their families, God, that you come in and bring that unit together, God, as only you can. I'm praying for understanding. I am praying, Father God, for guidance. I'm praying, Father God, that you are the counselor, God, and that they will turn to you in Jesus' name. I thank you that you are, God, a marriage counselor for those that's going through with those husband or wives who are unsaved, dear God. You be in the midst of us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. I'm praying, Father God, for relationships. I'm praying, God, for healing and health and wholeness. And I come against those, God, that got things worn against their minds in Jesus' name. I'm praying even for those, Father God, who are not sure of who they are, God. We've got people, God, and we love them, who are confused about whether they're a man or a woman. God, I'm praying for your intervention, God. I'm praying for clarity of mind and throat. I'm praying, Father God, that Satan got to get out of there in Jesus' name, because they are who you created them to be. So, Father God, we're not standing in judgment, but we are praying that everything gonna line up with your word, God, in the precious name of Jesus. God, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for listening, Father God. I thank you, Father, that not one word will come back void, but it's gonna accomplish what it's set out to do now in Jesus' name. Keep us safe. So much is going on out here, God, and it could have been us. But we want to thank you for keeping us safe from the enemy, Father God. We want to thank you that even though weapons right now are being formed against us, God, that they won't work in Jesus' name. As we come against witches and warlocks and devil worshipers and tarot cards and tea leaf readers and horoscopes and everything that's not of you. There are a lot of folks, God, that mixed up in that wicker and all that stuff. We're praying for the witnesses of God to go forth and open up their minds to truth, God, in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for keeping me. I thank you for protecting me. I thank you for not giving me what I deserve. But I thank you for so much love. I thank you for grace and mercy that's supplied to me every day. And I thank you, Father God, for all these things that they sending me to this doctor and that doctor, and they don't know, but I know you know. And I thank you that I am healed, I am whole, and I am delivered by your power. So have your way, Father God, in my life. Thank you for my sisters. Keep them healed and whole and delivered in the precious name of Jesus. Every need being met in you, Father God. Nothing broken and nothing missing. So, Father, I love you, I praise you, and I give you glory, honor, and thanks. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody there?
Praise God. I was waiting for Mother. Oh, her line is open. I thought I had clicked her line, Mother Willette. That was the problem. Okay.
Okay.
That was the problem.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you so much. Heavenly Father, I bow my head to you to give reverence to you, Lord God, to be an appreciation. Hallelujah to you, Lord God, because, Lord God, hallelujah, the earth is yours. And the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for being El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. Thank you for being our merciful, hallelujah, Father God, hallelujah, that, Lord God, looks upon your creation, Lord God, with good intentions, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just ask you to have mercy upon me this evening, Lord God. I ask you if I've sinned or fallen short of any of your glory, I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. Forgive me, Lord God, for some thoughts that may have came across my mind and I didn't cast them down quick enough in the name of Jesus. Forgive me of any words that I may have spoken that was not, Lord God, meant to build someone else up, Lord God. I always want to build up and not tear down, to be a part of the solution and not a part of the problem in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I bind up any hurtful words in the name of Jesus. I bind up words, Lord God, that's meant to, Lord God, just cast a shadow on people. We don't want to do that, Lord God, but we want to exalt and build up and not tear down. So we thank you this evening, Lord God. I put a guard over my mouth that I may speak those things that, Lord God, are helpful and good in Jesus' name. Lord, I just thank you so much for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God for what he's already done. Thank you, Lord God, that we worship and we are blessed, the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For the power of the resurrection coming up this third Sunday in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you love us so much, Lord God, that you see every situation, you know about every circumstance we face. I listened to Pastor Bird as she prayed, Lord God, and I'm in agreement with the prayer, Lord God, that's been prayed to you in faith in Christ Jesus' name. According to Matthew 18 chapter, praise God, that we're two or three. Lord God, hallelujah, touching and agreeing here on earth, Lord God, asking anything in the name of Jesus that it shall be done. I do agree with my sister in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that our needs, because you are our Father God, which art in heaven, our needs are met. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, for the sermon that I heard, and it shall come to pass. It's coming to pass. It's almost like the song that I heard, hallelujah, I shall live to see it happen. And I proclaim, declare, and decree, Hallelujah, that we as people of God shall live to see your promises come to pass, Lord God. Even the prayers that we're prayed, hallelujah, they shall come to pass, Lord God. Your answers, hallelujah, will be manifest in the earth, Lord God, in the lives of those, Lord God, that we're interceding on behalf of in Jesus' name. Father, I appreciate you. I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit to govern my words, to help me to pray the prayer. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. According to your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives in Jesus' name. So much going on, Lord God, and I bind up the demon of distraction. I bind up the demon of error that tries to come to get us off focus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, that your plan, purpose, and will for our lives, hallelujah, shall come to pass. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I just bless you. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for being so good, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you keep us covered with the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for every supernatural miracle. Thank you for the Kairos moments where you take us out of the natural and place us in the supernatural until the harm or hurt, Lord God, is gone. Thank you, Jesus. And, Lord God, only you are able to do this. Only you can, Lord God, perform the miracles, the supernatural miracles. I thank you for what you've already done regarding the pandemic. Thank you, Lord God, that and I'm trusting you, Lord God. I still remember the prayer. I trust you, Lord God, that cancer is a thing of the past. Lord God, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, Lord God, must be regulated. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for no high blood pressure, no high sugar diabetes. I thank you, Lord God, for no incontinence, no circulation disorder, Lord God, no blood clots. Yes, yes, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh, Lord God, against those aneurysms, Lord God. I thank you that no weapon formed against the people of God, our loved ones, families, or friends shall prosper in Jesus' name. Your word, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You said whatsoever we ask you in the name of Jesus, you will give it to us so our joy be full. So I pray specifically a prayer for my friend who's been diagnosed with 3 aneurysms, Lord God, and I touch and agree that, God, you already got that. And, Lord God, hallelujah, if she must need to go through the surgery, Lord God, she'll come through and there will be no complications, no problems, no infections. Nothing's going to go wrong because you will be in the hospital room with God. I thank you that you care so much about us that we never go through anything on our own. For you gave us your Holy Spirit that lets us know that you're right here with us and you go through everything with us. Thank you, Lord God. Even in the 23rd Psalm, you say, even though I go through the valley, go through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with us. God, thank you for being with us and for us and loving us and protecting us. Thank you for every miracle. Thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, healing those surgical wounds that from people who've already had surgeries, and I pray for those who have to have surgeries. Thank you for bringing Sister McCormick through from our eye surgery, Lord God. And there are others, Lord God, that may have to go. They may need back injections, or they may need, Lord God, some type of procedure. But I pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, your guardian angels encamp about them and you be right there with them. Let their blood pressure, Lord God, regulate normal. And, Lord God, let them not, Lord God, have any complications that will cause negative results. We thank you for good reports and good results because you're on the scene. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray for special prayer, Lord God. We bind up and cancel, Lord God, the sicknesses that cause blood clots, or, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh, Lord God, no clogged arteries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for divine health in every organ in our bodies. Remember those that are having trouble with their kidneys, Lord God, maybe going to dialysis. We pray, oh God, for a great turnaround. Those who've had, Lord God, even those, who, Lord God, who have had strokes, Lord God, we pray, oh God, for you to cause that brain, stop causing a limb to function. We pray, God, that you will restore that brain system in the name of Jesus to cause those limbs to function again. And yes, you can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And I thank you so much, hallelujah, that you give us authorization to cancel plot schemes and traps. Lord God, even if the enemy is trying to secretly plot something, we bind it up and we cancel it right now. We say, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. We pray, oh God, that the unrighteous, Lord God, the ungodly plans, Lord God, shall come to naught in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for people's minds. Somebody, Lord God, is yet confused. And we pray, God, that you regulate, hallelujah, that mind that's been troubled by the enemy. God, we cancel all these plots and schemes that the enemy is trying to exalt itself against people in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just praise you this evening. I bless you. And I honor you. I pray, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, that we not be weary in well-doing, that we'll continue, Lord God. You put us in a position, Lord God, to be a blessing and to be a help, Lord God. Hallelujah. And, Lord God, at some point we're going to get the message that, hallelujah, if we don't be weary in well-doing and continue to help when we can, Lord God, hallelujah, the blessings always return. Hallelujah. We always get blessed in return. Not that we're expecting it, not that we do it to be blessed, but you so good that you will continue to bless us to be a blessing to others in the name of Jesus. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, now, the Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you give us deliverance. You give us, Lord God, freedom, Lord God, from sickness and disease and, Lord God, strongholds and addictions. We pray that the sword of the Spirit, which is your powerful, anointed word, Lord God, will go forth, Lord God, hallelujah, and, Lord God, deal with every bondage, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, those things, Lord God, that have been troubling people, generational issues, I pray that they are uprooted and cast out of people's lives back to the very pit from which they came. I pray that people are set free because the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. You have anointed us, hallelujah, to preach good tidings to the meek, to the poor, in the name of Jesus. You sent us to heal the brokenhearted, to loose them that have been bound, Lord God. Well, they've been bound by sin, addiction, strongholds, sickness, disease. Loose them and set them free, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said, hallelujah, if we abide in you and your word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. I trust you. I agree with your word. Thank you, Lord God, that Jesus came that we might have life and that life to the full. And I'm in agreement with you, Father, in Jesus' name, based on your word. I pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, that you, Lord God, touch those that may be on hospice this evening in the name of Jesus, those in the hospitals, Lord God, in the psychiatric facility, in the nursing homes, the caretakers, Lord God, people, Lord God, need help, those in Ukraine, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the strength that you've given, Lord God, the Ukrainians, Lord God. I pray for special protection, Lord God, against that enemy, Lord God. And I know you're going to deal with Vladimir Putin and, Lord God, whatever he's trying to do. God, I pray that you will make this war to a swift end in the name of Jesus. Your divine will be done, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray, oh, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will have mercy on America. Help people in America to see it's time to turn away from darkness. It's time to let go of that which is wrong, that which is not right, because I know you put it on the inside of us, Lord God. The difference between good and bad, right and wrong. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I pray for America, Lord God. I pray for our leaders in the name of Jesus. I pray for our schools, our teachers, Lord God, the students, in the name of Jesus. I pray for parents, police, Lord God, those that hold positions of authority everywhere. Help us, Lord God, to make, Lord God, wise choices in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, we lift up those, Lord God, that are struggling, Lord God, with how they're going to pay for their gas or how they're going to pay their rent this month or where they're going to stay. We pray, God, hallelujah. And I just believe, Lord God, and if my thinking is wrong, let the Holy Spirit guide me and help me to know better. I pray, Lord God, that I just believe when people surrender to you, Lord God, when they make a decision, Lord God, you know, Lord, I've been trying to do this thing on my own because I thought I had my own mind, but I see now that, as the songwriter say, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. God, I pray that people will see that it's time to turn to you. Those that have not been in church for so long because of the pandemic, God, hallelujah, let your Holy Spirit stir their heart and see it's a need for people to gather together and meet with you, Lord God. Not so much, it's nice to have fellowship, but God, we are seeking to hear from you. So we pray for the body of Christ, the apostles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the prophets, Lord God. Some people are not even in their positions. No wonder the body is not making disciples like they should, because there are people within the leadership realm that are not in their appropriate place in Jesus' name. Have mercy on us and use us as you see fit, Lord God, that we may, Lord God, give a word of hope in due season in Jesus' name for every person that acts a reason for hope in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. I pray for the pastors and the evangelists, the teachers, every lay member, Lord God. I just bless you, Lord God. I praise you. Lord God, hallelujah. When we come seeking after you, you said we'll find you, hallelujah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near, hallelujah. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thoughts in Jesus' name. Lord, we love you this evening. We bless you. We praise you. Continue to help us, Lord God. Be a light. And Lord God, even, you know, sometimes we get exhausted by preaching to the choir over and over and over again. But Lord God, we pray that we will continue to be light on this, light in this world and the salt of the earth, Lord God, so that people, Lord God, will be drawn to you, not unto us, but unto you. We give all glory, honor, and praise. And Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of witchcraft, the works of evil, the works of wickedness, whatever it is that's trying to get in the way of your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've already done. I thank you for every miracle that you're performing, even on tonight. Thank you for what you've already done. And I bless you, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, that we will not be so distracted that we miss out on the most important thing in life. Help us, Lord God. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede on our behalf. Bless this great woman of God that continue to open up this line so we can sit at the feet of Jesus, meet with you, and cry out to you, Lord God, on behalf of others. We love you, Lord God. Meet her needs and Pastor BJ's, Lord God, her family. I pray for each person, each preacher, each, Lord God, representative on this line. Meet their needs, Lord God. If they have a sickness, I heard Pastor Bird saying that they're doing some tests. God, I pray that you heal whatever the condition is. Expose what's going on. Let the doctors see. And I pray, Lord God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because your people, Lord God, you work things out for our good. I thank you, Lord God, and you desire. Your word teaches you came. You sent Jesus so that we can live. And, Lord God, be effective in what we do in this earth. We love you. We bless you. And we praise your name. Be with us, Lord God. Bless your people now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father God. For you are the God that heal and you are the God that deliver. There is none can heal like you, Heavenly Father. None can deliver like you. And Lord, we pray. praise you, Lord. We glorify you, Heavenly Father, because you are the God that make all things possible, the God that delivered, the God that created everything. We love you and we praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. According to the promises, Lord, you tell us in your word, if we pray, according to your word, God, in Chronicles 7:14, you tell us that, Lord God. Second Chronicle, you tell it to us. Help us to know, Lord, the power that is in prayer and believe in your word regardless what's going on. And, Lord, we just want to give you glory and praise today because you've been so good to us, Lord. You wake us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, favor that you gave us, Lord God, that you keep a hedge around our sons and daughters, Lord, our grandchildren, our great-grands. Only you keep them, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we continue to keep on sending up prayers for them, that they will stand strong, Lord God, and the enemy shall not have authority in their life. Oh, God, you are the God that opens doors when men close. But when you open it, Lord, no man can close it. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping them in your hands, Lord, because we know that nobody can take it out of your hands. Once you said it, that's it. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord God. Because we know that God is a God that what he said, that's what he meant. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being our deliverer, Lord God, because only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. There is no other way for us, Lord. Help us to continue to stand strong on your word, Lord God. Bless us going out, Father God, and bless us coming in. Thank you, Lord, for putting shelter over our heads, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for putting food on the table, shoes on our feet, clothes on our back. Only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we know your word said that you take away sickness and disease. And, Lord, we claim it's you who keep us healthy. No other way, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you for healing us, Lord. Taking any sickness that come against us, Lord, help us to stand boldly and proclaim that you are the healer. You are the healer, Heavenly Father. And we bind the works of the enemy that come against the body, Lord God. For he shall not have authority and dominion in our body. Help us to remember, Lord God, that you gave us that authority, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Because your word tell us, Lord, it is finished. Help us to stand boldly and let the enemy know you have no authority in our life. You will not destroy not our life. Stand faithful in the word of God. Because God will never let us down. His word tell us over and over again, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. So, Father God, we're standing on those promises. We claim victory over our sons and daughters, Lord God, our grands and our great-grands. We bind the works of the enemy that come against them in the name of Jesus. You gave us power and authority here on earth, Lord. You said whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So we're binding up these foul spirits that try to raise against any one of our offspring, Lord. We're binding it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Lord, you gave us that authority. No one else did but you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we're standing boldly and proclaiming it in the name of Jesus. Because your word tells us all needs already been met in the name of Jesus. We stand faithful, Lord God. And we claiming the victory, Heavenly Father, because your word said it, and we're standing on your promises. Oh, Yarubushata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being merciful to us, our Lord God. Thank you for making a way for us, our Lord God, because your word tell us, Lord God, love one another. No matter what's going on, you have love. You gave us love in our heart. Because your word said your love is shed abroad in our heart. Help us to know how to love sincerely for one another, Lord, and keep praying. Because your promises never fail. It never fail. Any failure doing is we fail because something we do is not right. But help us to stand boldly and proclaim, we are in this world, but we are not of it. The daughters of the living God are able to stand faithful and let him know the enemy shall not have authority in our lives. We must learn to fight the good fight of faith and stand regardless. flesh what come against us, knowing that we stand only and one alone is that the living God. Jesus Christ paid a price for us. Help us to stand faithful and know that no matter what goes on here in this earth, it shall not have dominion over us. But when we back off, that's when it take over. But, oh, Lord, help us to continue to stand. Just like you gave the prayer line, God. You gave out to the first head of the prayer line. You make the way, Lord God, for this prayer line to keep running. It's only you did it, Father God. Nobody else did. If you didn't want us to have a prayer line, baby, there's nothing could do. Nothing could give us prayer line. Only you could open that door, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for strengthening the head of prayer line, Lord, that we can come on every night when she opened the line. Father God, your promises is what we're standing on. We're not standing on the promises of the world. We're standing on the promises of God. And Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for taking away sickness from the midst of us, Lord God. We bind up this false spirit that come against you, prophet, in the name of Jesus. And we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Help us to remember, Lord God, that Jesus Christ suffered for all this thing. That's why he said it is finished. So we got to put our trust in him no matter what the situation look like. Hold on that God is a God that hear our cry. But if it hurt the sister, it hurt us because we are one. And we stand to pray on this prayer line. We stand to pray for each and every one of us. We stand in agreement when we pray for anybody. Because when we pray, we mean business. We are warriors of the living God. We're not warriors of the world. We are warriors of the living God. And when we stand to pray, no matter what the situation looks like, pray to the living God because God never lets you down. And no matter what, men can turn you around, but not God. Men come at you, I'll do this for you, but God will hear your cry and he will turn the situation around. But it's up to you standing faithful. And close out whatever come negative. These negative spirits just come to destroy the mind and the heart of people. When we bind that false spirit up, because when we pray, we come in agreement, one for all and all for one, praying for these things to loose, because God gave us authority over these spirits. I don't tell you these things is not real. Yeah, the enemy have the power to do such and such a situation, but God gave us power over the enemy. We got to learn to bind and stand boldly, man. Don't back up. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you are the only way for us, Heavenly Father. Because we come before you, Lord God, because we know that you hear us. It doesn't matter how many crying, you hear each and every one of us. You know the different voices. And you hear us, Lord. You hear us, and you feel when we're in pain, you know. Father, you are the only God that we know, Lord. And no matter what come against us, we binding it up in the name of Jesus, and we claiming a victory in this situation. Father God, we ask you, Lord, to touch young people today, Lord God, and this foul spirit come against the mind. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we command it to loose the mind in the name of Jesus. Bind it up and cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Oh, Father God, you gave us authority, Heavenly Father. You gave us the power to bind up things here on this earth. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to bless our families. Each and every one of us, Lord God. Those we know out there, Lord, and those we don't know that are going through some situation, Father God, we pray and we bind the works of the enemy to loose them. Because, Lord, you gave us authority here on earth. And you did not tell us that we have to be suffering through all things. No. You give us the joy and the peace, Lord God. Help us to stand, Father God. Help us to stand faithful and to speak your word, Lord God, knowing that you are the only way for us, Father God. And it's in the name of Jesus we stand boldly and proclaim victory in us, every one of our lives. It don't matter what the situation look like. It's what matters is what God say.
I take away sickness from the midst of you. I heal your diseases. So regardless what's going on, we got to learn to look at the situation and rebuke it, burn it up in the name of Jesus. We got the power through Christ. The word said, if we believe, believe, baby, believe is what's going to give you that authority and the dominion. Believe his word. I don't care what comes. I'm still going to hold on. It have no authority over my body. It have no authority over my children. It have no authority over my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're going to pray these things down in the name of Jesus. So much attack on the body of Christ. God didn't say we're supposed to go through all this suffering. Pastors going through pain and aches. That's not what God said for us. He said, we take the word. Take the word. Wherever you go, take that word and bind up the works of the enemy. But the enemy come against the people of God to stop the word. But thanks be to God that his pastor going to push through, baby, no matter what it look like. Pray against the foul spirit. Wars going on, don't let that stop you because God already tell us we're going to have these things. But we got to remember, baby, who we are in Christ Jesus. We got to remember that if he said it, hold on to it. Hold on to it because God will never, never let us down. He will be he'll be with us always because his word said it. And I believe, regardless what's going on, I believe that if he said it, that's it. Don't say nothing more to me. That's it. The promises of God cannot fail you. He didn't tell you that you're supposed to fail. No, he says, I will take care of you. I will keep you. Oh, Lord, I'm worried. What? What did God say? I keep you in perfect peace. So you just have to turn your mind. Lord, you see the situation, God. In the name of Jesus, you see the situation. Nothing is hidden from the Lord now. And nothing is too hard for him to do. And nothing is too way down that he can't pull up. So what these false spirits come against the body of Christ, we got to stand and let it know, back off. Be boldly let it know because God gave us that authority. He gave us that authority. And that's why I believe in my heart, no matter what goes on in this earth, don't let it take your peace. Don't let it take your joy. Still sing and praise the Lord because that's where your strength is. When the situation is going on, up and up, I'm not running. Oh, no. We got to start praising, let the enemy know you're not getting no victory here. Come against my hands, come against my mind, come against my heart, come against my body. No way. You're not getting no victory here. Because God tell us, I'll take away sickness from the midst. I heal your diseases. He is a healer, baby. I don't care what goes on here in her. The healer is the living God. And Jesus Christ already did it all for us. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for who you are in our life, Heavenly Father. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord. Bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of them, Lord God. Those that is fighting, help them to stand, Lord God. Help them to seek you more and more every day, Lord God. Because, Lord, we know that you are the God that hear cry. We know that nothing is impossible for you to do for us. Because you are the Lord that keep us. You are everything to us, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord. Continue to strengthen our Father God. Continue to keep our moving on in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because, Lord, you see everywhere and you know everything. Nothing is hidden from you, from none of us. You see each and every one of our heart and mind. You see everything. Help us to continue to pray boldly in the name of Jesus and bind up the works of the enemy that come against us. Continue to bless her that she stand, Lord God. And every need she have, it's already been met because according to your word, Father God, you says all needs have been met. So it doesn't matter how watered, slummy, and dark it looks. See, claim I am fully, fully in charge of everything that's going on in my life. Because it depends on the living God. Don't look at the situation, but look at what God said to you. And stand faithful in that. Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord, because you are the only way for us, oh Lord God. Help us to continue to be one in all things, Lord God, that we will pray regardless of the situation. Look, come as one and pray for one another. Because you gave us authority and dominion, Heavenly Father. You gave us the power and you gave us the authority. Our life is in you, Father God. No one else. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you tonight for each and every one of our brothers and sisters, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Continue to strengthen Brother Black, Lord God. Because you see it all, Lord God. But your word tells us, pray. Pray. And you know each and every one of us, name by name. Nothing is hidden from you. Nothing that you don't know. We ask of these things in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're going to have... Thank God for all the prayers that went forth thus far. Thank God for his anointing. And we're going to ask Pastor Sims to go ahead and pray before we take our prayer request.
Thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We give you honor and glory and praises for all of the anointed prayers that have gone up before me, Lord God, that the stage has been set, and I know that the heavens are open as they heard these powerful women of God proclaim these prayers and lift up your name, Father. And that's what we come here tonight to do. We come to lift you up, that dying men and women everywhere might know that Jesus is the answer, the only answer. Father, everything they touched on, everything that you can imagine, Lord, and I come in agreement with them, and I thank you for them, Lord. I ask that you bless, continue to bless, Lord. Long life, full of days, Father, that they would keep on giving him back his word, Father, giving the angels something to do, Father, because your word, Father, we love you, we praise you, we give you honor, we give you glory. I come tonight, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for all my sins and unrighteous deeds, things that I did that I knew was wrong and things that I didn't know that I did, Father. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, and give me another chance and an opportunity to point out my faults to me, Father, that I may correct them by the power, hallelujah, oh yes, sir, by the power of your word and the Holy Ghost, Lord, that lives within me. Father, I pray for self-control for everybody that's on this line and everybody that desires to be on here, Father, that if it's something, even if you may think it's a little thing, but it's a big thing when your flesh just overrules your body, your appetite, your every kind of way that you need controlling, Father. The Holy Spirit would abide in you and control those things that you need, even your appetite, Father, your physical appetite, that you don't eat the things that you shouldn't eat, Father, all those things, whatever, Lord, if you're obsessed with anything, Father, you know, pornography, all those things, there ain't no harm in yesterday, because you told us in your word that we need to guard, that we guard our ears and our eyes and everything, that we put a bridle on our tongues, Lord, self-control. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your healing that we so graciously thank you for, Father, all of the mercies that you've given us, Father. Day by day, you say you give us new mercies, Father. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. We give you honor. We pray for the head of this prayer line, Father, that you continue to do the things that you would have us do to be a blessing to many. And I, for one, thank you, Father, that this prayer line was available asking me, Father, as I went through from one thing to the other, and still but it builds strength, Father, to come on and hear the prayers of the righteous people and to learn, Father. I ask you to teach us how to pray and what to pray for. We have models, and we have Paul's prayer. We have the disciples' prayer. But teach each and every one of us, Lord, how to pray for the necessary things that we need to pray for. And, Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for the lost souls, Father. We pray for those that are backslidden. We pray for the people, Father, that are struggling to hold on to their faith because of all the trials and tribulations in this world, Lord. Pray for every family represented here on this line tonight. You know their needs better than we do. And we ask by your mercy and your grace, Lord God, that you continue to hold them up and bless, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. And, Father, we ask that you be with us all, Father, this week and in the coming weeks and as we come together, Father, in our homes and in our churches, wherever we might be, Lord, that you be in the midst. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. And, Father, we do ask all these blessings in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory unto the Most High God. We bless him and honor him and thank him for all his great and mighty acts. What an awesome moment,
yes.
God. We thank God. Bless the Lord. We're going to, after the prophet has anything to say after this, right here, I'm going to read this. As we prepare for our Resurrection Sunday, every day is the Lord's Day. We thank God, glory to God for Jesus. I'm going to read this and speak to the prophet, and we take the prayer requests, and then I'll do the announcements. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcometh death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, the one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Lord, the resurrection of your Son has given us new life and renewed hope. Help us to live as new people in pursuit of the Christian idea. Grant us wisdom to know what we must do, the will to want to do it, the courage to undertake it, the perseverance to continue to do it, and the strength to complete it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Prophet, do you have anything to say before we take the prayer request?
This is just the word. I kept hearing God saying, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And he said that to me about three times. And I said, well, God, what the availeth mean? And God said, it means to make possible. It causes a release. It causes something to happen. So I want us to know that when we pray, it causes something to happen. It causes things to be released to us. And this is not just for the prayer warriors. This is for those that are listening tonight. God wants you to get a hope to that. That when you pray, things change. Things in the atmosphere got to shift. They got to move. And he said the reason for that is because it's his word. And when God created anything, he called it to exist by the words that came from his mouth. And in that same way, if you want situations to change, God says, you got to speak it from your mouth. Release it in the atmosphere and believe that God can change it.
And God said to tell you, stop canceling your word. Once you put that word in the atmosphere, stop talking negative now about it. Remember that you're walking by faith and not by sight. You've already spoken what you want to change or what you want to come to be. Stop looking at what you see and still talking about it. You've just canceled the power of prayer. So God wants to say to us, and he's saying it again, the prayers of the righteous avail us. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. We take into heart. Praise God. So any prayer requests tonight?
Yes, I have one. My name is Barbara. We had prayed for my health and for my grandson before when his court came up. We still need prayer because it was far from favorable. And I need prayer for my daughter. His mother is.
I missed the last part. It was favorable or wasn't?
It was not. It was not. They're trying to send him away for life. It's something that he did not do.
Well, Pastor Bird, take that prayer request right there for Barbara.
For my daughter, because she is, I'm trying to keep her up, because that's his mother. It's just hard trying to stay focused and trying to keep her going, too.
Hey, Okulabosi. Hey, Didi-Di-Bosa. Hallelujah. God, we praise you and we honor you, because your word just went forth, God. You just said that the prayers of the righteous avail much. God, we're going to stand on your word. We believe in God, that the will of God, I don't care what the doctors are saying. I don't care what report have come, dear God. We're going to stand on your word. And we're believing you, Father God, to turn that thing around in the name of Jesus. God, you're able to do all things but fail. So we cancel every negative word, Father God, that has gone forth in the name of Jesus. And we're asking you for favor. We're asking you for a miracle, God, because you are a miracle-working God. So we're believing you as we walk by faith, God, and not by sight. And, God, we do lift up that daughter to you, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. We lift up that mother to you. You said you came to set the captive free, and that from every tormenting spirit now, God, in the name of Jesus, and the attack, God, that have come against her mind. For we say that she has the mind of Christ, and she owes your feelings and purposes, God, in her own heart. God, we ask that you wipe away every tear, because you are that kind of God. So, God, we bless her now in the name of Jesus. We support her. We stand with her, Father God. And we are asking you, Father, that you touch her in a way as only you can, and let her know that you got this and that all is well. So, Father, we do thank you for this grandmother now. We thank you, Father, for as she's standing the gap. We ask that you bless them now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we entrust this situation, God, in your hands. And we're going to say thank you in advance. Because, God, we know that you're in charge. And whatever happens, you got it. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next prayer request. Praise the Lord. Stand on your word, Lord. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Minister BJ, I was in my prayer. I was praying for my dear friend Lily. She has the doctor found 3 aneurysms, and we're believing by faith in Christ Jesus' name. And thank God that God already got it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank and praise God for her rest in the Lord, knowing that, you know, she's going to be fine. And the doctor already told her once they remove those aneurysms, she'll never have to worry about aneurysms again. So that's what we're in agreement with in Christ Jesus' name. And we just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for him being a miracle worker, praise God. And I just thank and praise God that he said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We're standing on his word that says that. And he even says, you know, I don't like some things, because some things don't feel good, they don't look good, don't sound good. And he said, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. So when we go through some challenges in life, this is what you say, the journey of life, praise God, we must rest, and I thank and praise God for the word from the prophet, praise God. We must rest in, hallelujah, what God has said. And I know sometimes it's hard to rest in that with the situation and circumstance as it is, but that's what you got to fight for, that rest.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
When you come in agreement with the word of God, praise God, and know that God is the one that's able to do it, because if he don't do it, it's not going to be done. So I just thank and praise God. So we're just believing and touching and agreeing and that she's going to be fine. Glory be to God, and God has already got the aneurysms handled in Jesus' name, because Jesus already handles any sickness and disease. So we rest in that in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We're standing as the Lord has blessed you to say so, and we're standing that there won't be no complications or problems as well, and the Lord got the doctor's hands and speaking what's already spoken that you said, and also what the prophet said. So thank God again for the report and the praise.
Hallelujah. We're going to pray for Mary. She having a mind problem again, that false spirit attacking her. Mary,
okay.
In Texas. This is a sister of mine in Texas.
Okay,
so
we're going to
pray for her. For her mind. She has that mind. Keep forgetting things. And, you know, so I said, okay, we get our prayer in for her.
Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you. We come in agreement with Mother Alexander and the prayers that already went forth for the young lady earlier, but we're standing against the force of the enemy. This is lingering spirit to come in against Mary right now. We speak, glory to God, that her mind be the mind of Christ. We thank you that you bring back to remembrance what your words say in her spirit as we touch and agree and know that the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much, and that you will turn this situation out around to a testimony of the glory of God. So we bind up every satanic force of the enemy, demonic force that come against the mind, every spirit of confusion, every spirit, glory to God, that have come and told us lies, glory to God, that this mind is not the mind of Christ, that you bring that mind back in regulation, glory to God, how you ordained it from the beginning and from Calvary all the way up. You said, by your stripes we were healed. Healing is in your wing. You sent your word to heal, and glory, you desire for us to be healed and whole in every way. So, God, we are in agreement. Glory to God, as standing together, as one takes 1,000, 2 for 10,000 to flight, as we come in agreement now, and we bind up the satanic force to have any reoccurrences and trying to bring in dementia. We rebuke dementia right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus that she will have, glory to God, a mind clear and clarity of thought in the name of Jesus. Bring back to remembrance of your word. And God, we thank you, glory to God, for any fears and agitation or aggravation that the enemy has brought this thing on with, and curse it at the root, and we speak life to her. And blessings, glory to God, even have the doctors baffled, glory, because nothing's too hard for you. Everything got to bow at the name of Jesus. So we cast these cares back to you and cancel every chance, every spirit of reoccurrence or
any spirit that transfer in Jesus' name, and speaking glory to God, thy will be done. Amen. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I have a prayer request. I'm asking on the prayer warriors to pray for God to continue to heal this tumor on my leg. Last week I went to the doctor and they went in and cleaned it out and everything, but it's consistent to bother me with when I walk or either when I'm standing. So I asked y'all to pray that God touch my leg, this ulcer on my leg, and also continue to pray for Sister King.
And Pastor Burton.
Yes. All right. Mother Willette or either Pastor Bird, either one of y'all can take that prayer request.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brenda, you said, just I understood about the cyst on your leg. And did you said pray for Pastor Burton also?
Burton, and also Kay, Prophetess Kay, the one that was in the hospital, her sister.
Her sister?
Yeah.
Is she at the hospital yet, Brenda?
She's still in the hospital. We just pray
her
that. Her name is Veronica Kay Goldston.
Is she in a regular room now, or is she still in ICU?
We don't know. Can't get no answer. Nobody's telling us nothing. Pastor's trying to find out what's going on, and she's not getting no.
The enemy is a liar.
Right.
Father Jesus.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Heavenly Father and Lord. We just love you, and we thank you that you love us and that you're concerned about every situation, every circumstance that we face, Father God. We thank you that Jesus sit at the right hand of you making intercession. He's already done it. He's already dealt with the cyst, Lord God, because, hallelujah, with his stripes, we've already healed. Glory be to God, 1 Peter 2:24. Lord God, and Isaiah, praise God, 53, verse 4 and 5. Glory be to God. Exodus, praise God, 23rd chapter and verse 25. So, Father, I thank you that Jesus has dealt with every sickness, every disease. And, Lord God, this cyst and the very root cause is already under the blood of Jesus. And we heard, hallelujah, the word from the prophet of God, praise God, that prayer, hallelujah, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Excuse me. So we thank you, Father God, hallelujah. When we pray believing. And your word says in Mark 11:22, you said to have faith in God. And when we have faith in God, we can speak to the situation, to the mountain, praise God. And we speak, Lord God, the blood of Jesus against this cyst that's causing Sister Brenda trouble in her leg, Lord God. We pray for your divine healing to be released in every cell in her body. And we thank you, Jesus, that you've already handled, Lord God, this growth of this cyst. And we rebuke and bind up any other growth of any kind in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for divine deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we lift up Sister Brenda's sister, Veronica Goldston. And Lord God, maybe the people are not telling them anything, but Lord God, you know her situation. You know the circumstance. The fact that she's in the hospital means she needs help. So God, we're crying out to you. Have mercy. And help Sister Goldston in the name of, we pray, hallelujah, Lord God, that her soul belongs to you. But we pray, oh, Lord God, for divine deliverance. We bind up every trap, scheme, and plot that the enemy is trying to do, Lord God, to bring trouble to her body. We pray, oh, God, that the doctors, Lord God, use wisdom and do what they can, Lord God, because you have them in a position for a reason. And if you don't give them the knowledge of what to do, they won't know what to do. So we pray for them also. But we pray, God, that you will work this situation out for Sister Veronica, Lord God, according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for her life. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you would heal her body and, Lord God, deliver her from whatever the circumstance is as to why she had to be in the hospital in the first, and protect her. Keep her safe, Lord God. Bless this family in the name of Jesus. We love you, and we thank you that we rest on your word, and we bind up the demon of distraction and the demon of deception in the name of Jesus. Your word is true. We have confidence and faith, Lord God, that when we pray, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. We love you. We praise you. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, top of this, Pastor Burton, Apostle Burton, sister, with Pastor's credentials, when she's feeling up to it, her leg not bothering, she may have to end up having somebody go up there with her and show her credentials to get some information if these people don't. But we bind that spirit up that's trying to hold back the information and whatever else is going on the other side of this situation. The devil is a liar, and we rebuke him, bind him, and loose him. We thank you for a report changing, that we will hear that, glory to God, what that report is on the other side. Amen. We thank God for, for Mother McCormick. God bless, and the prayers that already went forth for, and believing God for he continues to divinely intervene, glory to God, and she will have sweet rest and peace through the night, and no complications, no problems, and blessing, glory to God, that other eye in preparation, that all be well in the name of Jesus. Back with a good report. Praise God. Any one else with praise report or prayer request before we hang up? I want to also remind you all about the 24th through the 30th of the 6th anniversary, and on that Sunday, the 7th day, we're coming into the 7th year and so forth. That's why we are going on throughout the whole. It has some significance, so I'm going by how the Spirit had dealt with my heart going to the 7th year as it ended, because we always start on a Monday, end on a Sunday, but this time we started on the way the month fell, and that's not so much that's just the week that he gave me, and he kept putting on my spirit about that Sunday, so that Sunday had some significance. I was talking to Prophet Benjamin, and I'm like, that's the 7th year we are starting into the new year and going over into in for the prayer line. So for the divine connection. But anything else, glory to God, we have before we hang up. So remember the 24th, all the way through the 20th to the 30th, and celebrating the new year for the connection of the divine movement of the prayer warriors going over into that year. Lord, say the same. Praise the Lord. Anyone else before we close?
I want to give sort of, I guess it's a prayer request, but it's a praise report also. On Sunday, I went to visit my sister who's coming up on her 85th birthday, and I had called her, and she had cooked. And my sister is tall, and she's very small, and she's sort of humped over, and she's been falling a lot. And so as I go Sunday, she's up cooking, and she tells me that she's had another fall. But the thing here is that God has not allowed any bones to be broken or anything during these falls. And she's able to scoot on her behind to get to where she can get until somebody can come and pick her up. So I just want something she said to me And I'm telling her, use your walker, do this and do that. And she said, you know what? If I stop doing what I'm doing, I don't think I'll be able to do it. So I just thought about how our minds have to be renewed. And I thank God that he has not allowed any broken bones or anything at this point. So just continue to pray for her that she will use that walker and that she will stop falling in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Mother Alexander, will you take that prayer request?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, you see everything that's going on with the sister, Lord God. But we ask you, Heavenly Father, to keep an angel around our Lord God. And Lord, you know the heart and the mind of each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord, that she's doing much better than before. Because, Lord, we're praising you because the sister says she's scooping on the floor. But at least she's moving around. And we know that you are a God that hear cry, baby. And we know that God know every area of our life. And sister might see our scooping and want us to not scooping no more. But if scooping is what she's doing, God knows it all. And we pray, Lord God, that one day that scooping, she'll get up and pull on the walker. But right now, Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to guide her in every area and send the angel around our Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen and amen.
Praise God.
As you know, at least she's scooping. She's not just in one part.
Yeah, when she fall and nobody there, she scoops
that's it. If you think about that now, if she's starting up and she falls her head, but if she's scooping, she ain't falling. God is an angel around her, baby.
Yeah, she's still moving, cooking, everything she's going to do.
Amen, no.
Oh, I thank God.
Amen.
Yeah.
I thank
Lord.
God, amen. He's worthy.
Yes,
we bless the Lord. Praise God. Father, I pray a special prayer, glory to God, for these anointed women of God, and even for our brothers, glory to God, that's out right now. But the power of the anointed, every night, every time they're called upon, regardless of what they're going through, what their family going through, they're on their post. I pray you continue to keep them healed and whole and encouraged and build up, pray financial blessings, spiritual blessings, a determination to hold on to their joy, hold on to that word. Speak and decree with the power and the anointing that will not be distracted, and also with the word that's already been said, and we pray it a lot of times and so forth like this, but the reinforcement of God bringing the prophet to say the effective fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. We know that. We pray that. And God, sometimes we just got to know the depth of it. Glory to God, the reinforcement of. So help us to pray ye one for another, bear one another burdens, keep us each other lifted up, glory to God, to continue to stand fast and stand strong as we hear these powerful prayers reports and the healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. And sometimes we may hear, glory to God, some things where people are gone to glory, but God, after the prayers, everything is left over into your hands. So still, we thank you. Thank you for the mighty work that's being done in us every day as we're growing in grace and growing in you. Thank you, Lord God, for the food, the clothing, the shelter, the clean water. As Mother McCormick always used to say, just praying about the water. God, the water, glory to God, even represent your anointing, the oil. God, we just thank you, Lord God. How the wells of living water spring up out of us in the name of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the words of bread of heaven. Feed us till we want no more. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God, help us, God, to continue to stay in a place that you are pleased. And thank you for that anointing. Thank you for how you're blessing individually and collectively when we come on one accord, glory to God, praying, not only on the prayer line, but when calls come, glory to God, for praying for someone or speaking out or just being there, glory to God, to stand in the gap. God, we just love you. Pray you came to us covered under the blood. Dispatch your angels. We bind up satanic forces, try to come in our dreams, try to come up against the revelations of the things that God say. We plead the blood of Jesus. And God, we just thank you, and we ask you, Lord God, to continue to keep us. In Jesus' name we pray in our families and our loved one and our church family. God, we just bind up Satan and all his little cohorts, every setup, trap, scheme, plot, plan, be eradicated. And we're going to continue to speak life. And God, that we'll carry out the assignment that you have for us until you say it's time. Other than that, sickness and disease and all kind of other plots and plans and schemes of the enemy be eradicated and dismantled.
as we continue to look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith. All glory to God. We praise you, we honor you, and we glorify your holy name. Thank you, Lord God. Bless the Lord. There is nothing else. My sister didn't say anything, so at least we just believe in God. Continue to bless Mother McCormick, and we pray for all of you all in whatever situation is going on. We're going to continue to cast those cares, speak life, that is the manifestation of God at his timing shall be manifested. So we love you. God bless. We look forward to
love you. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Until next time. Thank you, Jesus. God. Hallelujah. Almighty God we serve. Praise the Lord.
That mustard is in the county, please. That mustard is in the county, please.